Adam Ronis, Jakey, Nando DeFino. It's your fantasy best friends forever. And listen, football fans. This isn't some corny read. Listen, football fans. We're going to take a quick break. Like, yeah, right? Hey, football fans, do you enjoy hard hits and TV? You should check out the Fantasy Sports Network, FNTSY.com. But anyway, we're going to take just a quick break and take a look at baseball. Because Adam Ronis, our friend, won Tout Wars. Full of experts. First thing we're going to do, yeah, is, you know what, Jake, you're right. Congratulations, Adam Ronis. This is going to be Ronis week here. I want to go through the list of people who you played with, and I want Jake to guess if they wrote to congratulate you. And then you can give your whole what Tout Wars meant to me and how I won this year thing. And then we'll send that to Peter Kreitzer so you don't have to write anything. If we got music, Ian, that would be beautiful, man. Like a little... There we go. Actually, Ronis, while we got the music, why don't you tell us how you won Tout Wars this year and any tips for some young children who might be listening or checking this out on the TOutWars.com website?
Sure. Well, it wasn't a smooth path to victory. Most of the season, I was middle of the pack to the bottom. And I didn't think I was going to win a title this year. If you would have told me, even in July, that I'd finish in first place, I would have said, nah, I don't see it. But I've always told people you can't give up. You got to work waivers every week. I will say this, though. I think the draft worked out well. 18 players I drafted were still on my team at the end of the season. And I think a lot of times that's not the case. So offensively, that's how I built my team. I started with three offensive players in the first three rounds. And a lot of people were talking about taking two aces in the first 4 to 5 rounds this year. And I didn't do that. I got my one ace in round 4. It was Noah Syndergaard. That clearly worked out. I got one elite closer in Juris Familia. And I worked in a second closer throughout the year. Had some injuries at that position. But for the most part, I was tops in every offensive category except steals. So I clearly built my team on offense. I made some solid pickups during the year. Spent money early on Nomar Mazara, who came through. Then he slowed down. Picked up David Dahl late in the year. Gary Sanchez obviously was a huge piece. He wasn't a difference maker, though. A lot of people are going to say that. But I was first in a lot of offensive categories. So he just kind of helped solidify that. Mark Trumbull was one of my better picks. But picking Danny Duffy up off the waiver wire, to me, I think was probably my biggest move. As soon as I saw him going to the rotation, I added him because I loved his upside, his ability to throw 95, 96, get those strikeouts. And he did slow down the stretch, but he was big. Last year when I won, Rich Hill was a big pickup. And he only made one start for me this pickup. But Ricky Nolasco in the last week gave me 8 innings and a win. And those categories were tight. Also, having faith in Anthony DeSclafani, I had him on the DL, brought him back. He was big. I got Trevor Bauer off the waiver wire. Daniel Murphy was probably my biggest value pick. Got him like in the double-digit rounds, and we know that he potentially could win the MVP. And he also gave me flexibility. He had first-base eligibility, second-base eligibility. So I think this one was a little bit more special. Obviously, winning your first Tout title is big, which I did last year. But this, the way that I won, coming back from mid-pack and did get passed in the last week, and then to sit there on the last day on a football Sunday and sweat it out and win by 3 was pretty special. So I thought this was a big accomplishment. And I'm glad that I can go back-to-back because it's not easy to win a fantasy baseball championship.
Not a dry eye in the house. Ian, thank you. That was beautiful accompaniment. Adam Ronis, 2016 and 2015 Tout Wars mixed draft champion. Jake, are you moved by that? Like I was,
I'm impressed by it.
You think Ronis will take that MP3 now and bring it with him to bars and be like, "Hey, listen to this." I talked about my team on the radio.
I kind of see him doing like what Pat used to do before he got his girlfriend and engaged. I think he just kind of goes to the bar and be like, "Hey, I'm on TV."
Yeah, here's a screen cap. All right, let's go through everybody who was in Tout Wars mixed online draft this year and see if they thanked or congratulated Adam Ronis. Jake, we only got 2 minutes. We got to do this quickly. Rudy Gamble,
all right.
Who Ronis yes, was in the battle with till the end. Ronis?
Yeah.
He did not.
Oh, Tom Kesenick.
Oh, wow.
Tom Kesenick.
I don't know who that is. So
he's NFBC. He's Tom Kesenick. Ronis hosted a couple drafts, I think, for NFBC, right?
What do you
think, Jake?
All right, then I'm going to say yes.
He did not.
Oh, Rick Wilton.
This
one
is
of the,
terrible.
Rick Wilton's like the original injury expert. Really nice guy in the Midwest. Actually, I miss talking to him. He's a good dude. Jake?
No.
Ronis?
I did not.
Oh, come on. Ray Murphy. Ray Murphy's a great dude. Ray Murphy's,
yes. Has to.
He did not.
Oh, my God. Anthony Perry, the Fantastics. Great guy. Nice guy. Fellow Italian. I'm in a couple drafts with him. Jake?
We got to get a yes somewhere. Yes?
Ronis?
He did not.
Jeez. Charlie Wiegert. Charlie Wiegert, FSTA, one of the godfather of fantasy sports, put a big lawsuit up against MLB and won on behalf of the entire fantasy industry. Jake?
Well, I got to keep going. I might as well just start going no here.
Ronis?
He did not.
Jeez. Tim McLeod, you said he did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim McLeod. All right. Eno Saris, Fangraphs, doing big things. A lot of followers on Twitter. Jake, what do you think?
He's a nice guy, yes.
I think he would have tweeted it to Ronis. Ronis?
No.
That counts, right?
Pat Mayo, co-worker.
Yes.
Yes.
He did.
Yes, he did.
How did he do it?
Twitter.
McCullough. Tim McCullough works with us all. Yeah, but you emailed. Yes. Tim McCullough's a great guy. Emailed you.
He did not.
What? Tim McCullough didn't?
No.
Wow.
Wow. Well, he's busy. Perry Van Hook. Jake.
No.
No.
Craig Mish, one of our best friends. One of our best friends.
He better damn have said congratulations.
Mish tweeted out a nice tweet.
Stacey Stern and Greg Ambrosius. Jake, what do you think?
Yes and no.
No, no.
Stacey Stern's the nicest woman in the world. All right, we got to go.
People don't like me.
All right, Adam Ronis, that's sad, but we love you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on Fantasy Best Friends Forever.